A dollar lease for a century, Jerusalem, Taiwan, and the reordering of alliances. The United States and Israel signed a 99-year lease on the Allenby compound in Jerusalem, which will serve as the permanent home of the American embassy at a symbolic cost of $1. A century-long lease at that price functions in practical terms as a grant of sovereign-like tenure, signaling that no future administration, regardless of party or shifts in Middle Eastern politics, can easily reverse the decision without confronting what amounts to a multi-generational legal and diplomatic commitment. For Arab states weighing formal normalization with Israel, and for Palestinians seeking a future capital in East Jerusalem, the lease removes an element of ambiguity that negotiators have long relied upon to keep talks technically possible. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu acknowledged that Israel has not ended Hamas civilian rule in Gaza, a striking admission given how the military campaign was publicly framed at its outset. After more than 2 years of intensive operations, with catastrophic civilian casualties and widespread destruction of Gaza's infrastructure, the stated objective of eliminating Hamas governance has not been achieved, according to the Prime Minister himself. China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi used the week to urge Washington to handle Taiwan with utmost caution, reiterating Beijing's consistent position that Taiwan represents the most sensitive issue in U.S.-China relations. The message arrived during a week when American attention was divided among AI negotiations, Iran, and a holiday weekend, a timing that reflects the calibrated patience of Beijing's diplomatic communications. China also moved on economic levers. State entities began blocking some Fortescue iron ore deliveries starting July 15th, a signal to Australia, a key U.S. security partner, that strategic friction carries economic consequences. The cumulative picture across all these developments is a world in which the post-Cold War alliance architecture is being actively renegotiated on multiple fronts simultaneously. The Jerusalem lease cements one set of relationships. Kazakhstan's fuel shipments sustain another. China's iron ore move pressures a third. None is happening in isolation. Each is part of a concurrent global renegotiation of obligations and alignments.